Hello, this is Shabraska Ponder from theplushouselife.com with the Midday Buffet. And on the menu today, we're snacking on relationships and how to define or redefine them. I want to start off by sharing with you a lesson that I learned about relationships a long time ago. At that time, I had learned a lesson that I was trying to avoid. I didn't want to receive. I didn't want to accept it. No way, no how at all, because I didn't believe that the friendship that I had with a certain person was the type of friendship that could wither away. I had learned that it is possible to hold on to a friendship or a relationship so tight that you can kill it. I had held on to the memories of what happened 5 years or 10 years ago and the way things were, because I was wanting and I was hoping that things could be that way again. And it's nobody's fault. That's just the way it is. That day, I learned to not be selfish, and I released my distorted version of what friendship or what relationships is, and I redefined relationships with people altogether. I want to say that we all have our version of what friendship and relationships are supposed to be like. We cater to our own image, and we put pressure on other people to comply with our imagined theory of who they are. I've come to know that who you think someone is and who they really are, that can be two different things. Now, I accept responsibility for giving them more character than I should have. Their actions showed me who they really were, and I ignored them. Now, it was revealed to me that you can bring life to a situation by letting it go. For some reason, I was under the impression that letting go meant that it had to be the end of the relationship. But what I've discovered is that letting go is sometimes when life begins again. It's when resuscitation begins. I found that when I let my chokehold off of what I thought we had, they were able to breathe, but I was able to relax and see what I really had. And it was at that point I realized that what I thought I wanted wasn't really what I wanted anyway. I had learned that if I didn't let it go, it would then be possible for three things to die: myself, the other person, and the relationship or friendship that we had. Letting go doesn't mean quitting. It doesn't mean giving up. It only means that you can now recognize how and where that other person fit into your life. You see, when you let go, you determine if the other person can accommodate your life. And if so, if they can accommodate you, to what degree? When you step back, you can understand that if they are, you can understand if they're a resource or an associate. And when that happens, you can take the pressure off of yourself, and you can take the pressure off of them with the title of friend. So I ask you today, what are you holding on to? What are you choking the life out of? Who do you have in the wrong position in your life? And when are you going to get mad? Gain empowerment to make a difference, and let it go. Again, this is Shabraska Ponder from theplushouselife.com. That was the Midday Buffet, and I'll see you tomorrow.